The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
good, someone's getting good afternoon, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you here down for the day, just a little something to mull over. It is not difficult to go from being bad to being good. The real challenge is to go from being good to being great. You think about that for just a moment. That's true for pretty much every endeavor in life that you can imagine. And would you believe it's also true about the moral life? It's also true about the spiritual life. It was St. Bernard of Clairvaux who said that it was more common for someone to convert from a life of serious sin to a life of virtue than it is for somebody to change from a life of mere virtue to a life of genuine holiness. That's because you already know the difference between right and wrong. And you can choose it by a resolute act of the will. I mean, think about this. Everything that you're doing in your life that is wrong, if you really want to, you can stop it today. Just choose it. However, to know the difference between what is good and what's better and what's genuinely best, that requires an ample measure of wisdom. And to choose it requires the grace of God. Something to think about now as you think about what our Lord told us here in the Gospel. It's the night before he died, and he's speaking to his apostles, and he says, "I promise you now, you'll weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy." There's a wisdom in that that the world does not capture. Namely, to arrive at what your heart desires most, you must pass by a path not of your own choosing. It is the path of renunciation, path of sacrifice, and the path of deep trust. The path that our Lord walked. It is the path of the cross. To help his apostles understand this, the night before he died, the night before they would witness all of this, he uses the image of childbirth. Now, this is something they would have understood very well because it was the same image that so many of the Old Testament prophets used. It was used by the prophet Isaiah. It was used by the prophet Jeremiah. It was used by the prophet Micah. They used it to prophesy what would happen to the city of Jerusalem as it was destroyed. They wanted to tell the people that the old order had become so corrupt that the only way to renewal was that it must be destroyed and it must be recast and started again. Now use the image of childbirth for this. You will suffer and grieve for an hour, but what comes about as a consequence will be so great that it will make you forget the grief. This is the image that our Lord used for his own crucifixion, which would lead to his resurrection on Easter Sunday. You will grieve for an hour, and evil will have its hour, but your grief will be turned into joy. So here's something that I've mentioned many times before. I need to mention it once again. Namely, that we are forced to live our lives going forward, but we can only understand them looking backwards. That's why we want to understand every hardship in life through this same lens, the lens of our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. Because the author of that story is the same author of the story of your life, if you'll let him be. And he has the power to recast every hardship from a curse into a blessing. Therefore, as you walk down the path of suffering, two things to remember. Number one, stand fast in faith. And number two, keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. You have many, many questions to ask of the Lord right now. But at this time in eternity, he himself is the only answer. And one day he'll say to us what he said to his apostles. When you see me face to face, you'll have no questions to ask of me. And I will give you a joy that no one will be able to take away from you. Amen.